ଆଉ ଘଟଣା ଅଥରିଟି ଭାଗବତ ବେଦିକରି କରିଛି। Why should I give you better preference? Your authority. I have one authority.
So we'll explain that two types of acquiring knowledge. Two different techniques.
Yeah.
Now the scientists are believing in their own...
That is imperfect. Inductive knowledge is always imperfect. Deductive knowledge is perfect, if it is stemming from the author. Suppose a man is mortal. So inductive process is that you examine every man whether he is mortal or immortal. So suppose you have sent millions of men and they are all mortal, they die. Then your conclusion is man is mortal. But I can say you have not seen a man who does not die. I can say that. So in this inductive knowledge will never know the imperfect. It will never be perfect. Right? Because your examination is limited. So I can say that you have not seen the person, man. Suppose if I say you have not seen Bajra, he is important. You have not seen Asatthama, he is important. So how this scientific research can be perfect, inductive? It is never perfect. Because you may be missing somebody who is mortal and immortal. Then your conclusion is wrong. There is no scope of studying all the living beings. There is no such scope. You have limited scope. So your seeing power is limited. How you can decide on the limited seeing power?
They will say, well, we have done so many good things, we have produced
so many
nice things.
We have done nothing good, I say. You have simply wasted time and taken public money. That's all.
Well, we have made some mistakes, but we have produced some good things in medicine. And anyway, you should accept our authority because we've done so many good things.
No, because you have done something that I accept. Just like you have done very good, 747 aeroplane, but well, let's make a mosquito. With pilot and everything. Can you do it? Then why do you take all the credit? Take credit for 747, that's all. But when I ask you to create another plane, like fly or mosquito, you are unable to do it. Then why do you take, you know, there is no God, science is everything. Why do you say like that?
That's why we want to bring up this point that scientists, we are not claiming that you are all nonsense, but you are all good men, but good, you man.
Should
know your limits.
So proud, honestly.
Yes. Yes.
That is our point. And mislead others, that there is no God. Yes. Because you are accepted as authority scientist. If you say that there is no God, they will accept it. Then our back to Godhead. Movement is stopped. Then we must stop your also nonsense. It is a fight. Because you say there is no God and you say you are all nonsense. We must say. You are challenging. We must challenge. But you accept God that we have done nothing. I think Sir Isaac Newton said like that. The vast knowledge we have simply gathered a few grains of sand on the beach of knowledge, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes,
that is good.
Yes, humble.
That is good. And how you can say there is no God, everything is sand, and misleading people? That must be stopped.
This curb, this...
You take credit as much as you have done. That we are ready to give. Because you have created an aeroplane 747, therefore you can do everything. If you do that like that, that is useless. That we cannot allow.
Yes, once that that very concept that they will be able to do all these things, that if that is removed, then take them on the platform as...
Sand man.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're talking like insane man.
But their inspiration is that we can always do something bigger and better than we've done before.
But still, you cannot do the final. That is not possible, because you are finite. You are not infinite. Your knowledge is limited. You can do something up to some extent.
They'll agree that they all agree that they are.
They are giving love. Yes, we shall produce life. Wait for millions of years. Wait for millions. This is nonsense. Well, we'll wait for millions of years and see your scientific discovery.
Well, they say yes. We are finite, but we can work together, combinedly, together, and make great progress, scientific progress. All working together, every nation.
You cannot do anything which is beyond your power. But you are limited. Your power is limited. That you must handle. Your power is not unlimited. You are finite. That you must handle.
They may say, yes, we may be limited and our inductive process may be imperfect, but you may criticize, but you have to show us something better.
I may not know, but as I give you example, that you have manufactured 747 and God has manufactured mosquito. You do that. I am layman. But I see there's another better manufacturer than you. I may be layman, but I can see that you cannot do it. If you say you can do it, then you are a rascal. I must say that you are a rascal. First of all, do, then speak. You take your credit as much as you have done. But if you want to take the place of God, then we must slap you, right and left. Because we cannot give better credit than God to anyone. That is our business. Asama Urdhva. There is nobody equal to God, nobody is greater than God. This is our preaching. So you cannot claim equal to God. No question of becoming greater than God. You cannot become even equal to God. You are always under. You admit it, then you have no quality. You admit, yes, we are under God. Then we are friends. And as soon as he says that you are equal or greater, then you are master. He must expose you that you are master. This is our business. Because we are servant of God, we cannot see anything blaspheming against God. That is not our business. We must chastise immediately.
And that way we can help the people in general.
Yeah. Well, actually, that is the fact. If you are actually scientist, then you prove that there is God. That is your success of education. Idam hi pungsa tamasam sutasava suktasya sistasya samudra dattaya avichita arthaka. Your education has meaning when by your education, by your scientific knowledge, you will prove that there is God, you so glorified. Then you are welcome. Then you are really scientist. And if you become a rascal, then you shall know there is no need of God. So we are going to manufacture. Just wait 1 million years. Is this a proposal? I have to wait for 1 million years to see your scientific research work. And you said allow such fools to flourish. This is not fun.
It would be a very great service to the people in general if we can stop
war. But we are thieves. Be careful of your pocket.
Yeah.
They'll say all bluff and take money from your pocket.
We will call it spade a spade.
Yes. What do you think? Is that right process? Huh?
Yes.
Make a magazine to expose it.
Some water from the river.
Gangi punusastavasasatusvasistasat. You, by your knowledge, you describe the glories of the Lord, then you are my guru. There you are. Hey, if they say, why do you bother about God? That is our the business of human being. A human being is given the chance to understand God. And you people are stopping, putting stumbling block in his understanding of God. You're the greatest miscreant. I've got a chance to get $1 million, and if you check it, I cannot get it. How much mischievous you are for me. Is it not? What do you think?
Yes, you're stopping it.
Yes. I've got a chance to get from a friend $1 million, and he's ready. And if somebody checks it, then I may not get that $1 million. Then he's the greatest enemy.
They are stopping the benefit.
Yes. So the human life is meant for understanding God, and these rascals, by all dead theories, they are stopping to understand God.
Scientists are responsible for.
Yes. The greatest mischief maker in the name of scientific knowledge. We must fight against them. Let them add it, yes, God is supreme. Then there is no fight. But as soon as they say that there is no need of God, maybe science will solve everything, then they are going to ask. You must explore.
Another point about this institute, from my experience during the last few days in Washington, there are some Indians who come to the temple. And they're very favorable to the concept.
Include such members. And let them.
Yesterday, this Sharma, Dr. Sharma, he came. I think he's going to come this evening. He's quite well known as a scientist.
Medical man?
No, he's not a medical man, but he has two or three PhDs in two or three different fields, in engineering, in chemistry, and in pathology.
He's becoming a life member from
pathology.
He's becoming a life member.
No, that pathologist.
Pathology?
Pathologist?
Pathology? Sir?
Yeah, he has a degree also. He works in National Institute of Health here in Washington, D.C. And he was telling me that he was from Haridwar, from a very pious family.
Oh, yeah.
And he said his parents are Vaishnavs, and he has been thinking since from his childhood about this problem about life, the origin of life and its consciousness. And we talk a little bit about our concept on this origin of life, connecting from the Vedas and the scientific interrelationship. And he was very much impressed, and he told me that if he can be of any help, he's willing to...
Call him, let us.
Yeah, he's coming this evening.
All right, very good.
In India, there are many PhDs and scientists who are Vaishnavas, and they write articles, but in India it doesn't go noticed. In the South, there are many.
In South, eh?
In Bangalore and many places.
They're all Vaishnavas.
Vaishnavism.
So recruit them, you know. Mm. Let them write articles in this.
Yes. Advertise our magazine. Please write articles. Yeah. Many big men.
Yes, in fact, he wanted to put an article. This very man, Sharma, he wanted to write an article.
Let them write.
Consciousness.
Let them publish. Mm.
Yeah.
And similarly, ask the South Indian PhDs. Mm. We want so many PhDs writing, then it will be respectable. People will understand that this is not an ordinary thing. Mm. Or learned scholars they are writing, that will carry some respect.
So these persons, I was mentioning to you in the car, that we would like to have them associated in some way with the Institute.
Yes.
So
if they write articles, if they read our book, that is associated. Mm-hmm. Not that they will have to come here and sit down with us.
Right.
Let them read the book and deliver it and write nice article, their opinion. That will be nice. Then you will get sufficient article for publishing.
Yes.
Mm. There is one there. All the PhD Vaishnavas, they may take advantage of this.
Yeah, and it will be respected in the academic circles.
Oh, yes. If they are getting respect, talking all nonsense, and here we shall glorify the Supreme Lord, why not respect? And they try to satisfy the senses of Krishna, his glory, then the PhD is perfect. And if he continues to talk nonsense, then it is useless waste of time and labor.
Another point about this journal is that we will present controversial things, and people may want to write something to refute what we have said.
You refute?
And we can publish that and also our refutation.
Yeah, that is nice. We write, all right, come on.
Criticize and then we'll defeat you.
It is fighting.
That is really very good.
Yeah, that'll be more interesting. The more fight, the more people like it.
So, we shall have to go now?
I think it's best to go drive back now to Washington.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, sir.
Try your best, Krishna will give you intelligence. I started this fight alone. Now, Krishna is...